Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Tuesday, April 30th. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning, just what you need to start your day. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what is best for your farm. After rallying over 80 cents, Chicago wheat took a breather yesterday with some profit-taking action. At the end of the day, Chicago and Kansas City wheat were down. Minneapolis finished a little higher. Beans were higher for much of the day on news of an Argentine oilseed worker strike. And corn found itself trapped between the two, ending the day a little lower. The strike in Argentina has the attention of traders around the world, especially speculators who have recently abandoned their short positions in soybean meal and started to rebuild strength. The strike, which began yesterday, is said to be in response to some major economic reforms proposed by the country's new president. One of the leaders in a strike is with an oilseed union, and officials are estimating the work stoppage will impact crush plants at San Lorenzo, accounting for 70% of Argentina's exports. Other groups representing port workers and other oilseed plants have joined a strike, with plants throughout the region shut down indefinitely just as harvest begins. The bills the workers are protesting are making their way through Congress, with a vote expected to be held this week. As it stands, currently officials believe the measures may pass, opening a door to a longer shutdown and shipment disruptions. And this is taking place just as crush margins in Brazil start to fall off into negative territory, as the demand for soy oil has not been as great as expected, and tanks are filling up throughout Mato Grosso. According to AgriInvest, solid crush margins, supported by thoughts that we would see a jump in biodiesel demand with the increase in blending requirements, pushed producers to run hard the past few months. The increase in crush has helped to push Brazilian bean basis higher throughout harvest, but has also pushed soy oil storage to near capacity in some parts of the country, with reports that crushers throughout Mato Grosso are running around 50% capacity. With space tight for soy oil, it will prove difficult for Brazil to make up any physical meal supply shortfall if Argentina's ability to ship would be limited in the long term. This would be good news for U.S. meal values, but could be bad for U.S. soy oil, as we are already struggling to compete with Brazilian supplies, especially in California, where carbon rules are a bit different. In the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service's latest crop progress report, which was released yesterday afternoon, corn planting bumped up to 27% complete. That is 5 points higher than the five-year average. And soybean planting is moving ahead of its five-year average as well. A stretch of wetter weather that hit several regions of the country could lead to some row crop planting facing delays over the next week. A note on the winter wheat crop, 49% is rated in good to excellent. That's down 1 point from 50% the previous week, but considerably higher than 30% a year ago. 16% of the crop was rated in very poor to poor. That's down 43% from a year ago. Inspections of corn and beans for overseas delivery declined week to week, while wheat assessments improved, according to data from USDA. Corn inspections in the 7 days through April 25th fell to 1.23 million metric tons. That's down from 1.66 million a week earlier and 1.52 million during the same week a year earlier. Soybean assessments totaled 250,332 tons. That's down from 443,508 tons the previous week and 407,973 tons at the same point last year. Wheat inspections, in the meantime, were up to 481,183 tons last week, up from 450,323 tons the week prior and 365,543 tons in the same week in 2023. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, USDA's inspected 31.6 million metric tons of corn for export, up from the 23.9 million tons assessed during the same time frame a year earlier. Soybean inspections since the beginning of September now stand at 38.7 million tons versus 47.5 million during the same period last year, according to the agency. Examinations of wheat for offshore delivery were reported at 16.9 million tons, down from the 18.3 million that was assessed at this point a year ago. We check in on the livestock now. Today is the last day to trade the April live cattle contract. June will take over, posting an $8 lower price as traders anticipate cash weakness over the next 2 months. There's been some greater concern developing over demand through the summer months, but that remains to be seen. Even though cattle numbers may be tight and heifer retention has not been taking place to any great extent, lower demand will impact prices. Packers will hold the line on chain speed to improve margins and keep supply in line with demand. Feedlots may have some difficulty getting more money out of packers this week. Box beef prices were higher yesterday, choice up 39 cents and select up $1.49. In weather notes now, thunderstorms are expected in much of central Iowa late this afternoon into the evening, according to the National Weather Service, and some of those storms may turn severe, producing large hail and damaging winds. A few tornadoes are possible as well, according to the agency. Thunderstorms will move into the area tomorrow and on Thursday, though the threat of severe weather looks low at this time. And in northern Illinois, storms will roll in late tonight. Rainfall is expected in the next few days. Isolated flooding is ongoing in the area as the Illinois River is overrunning its banks in several areas, according to the agency. On the boards now, Chicago Board of Trade, May corn and soybeans are trading lower. Soybean meal is trading higher, the soybean oil trading lower. Wheat contracts are lower in all three complexes. On the CME, live cattle, the front month contract trading higher. We have the feeder cattle trading lower and lean hogs are also trading lower. Crude oil is trading lower. Gold and silver are both trading lower as well. And on Wall Street, the Dow is also lower. That is the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Tuesday, April 30th. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in the Three Big Things article, which can be found on agriculture.com.